Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The messages of Pesach are universal. It has therefore become a tradition for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies to host a Pesach Freedom Seder for the broader community, including our friends from the interfaith, NGO, political and media sphere. Earlier this week, my colleagues hosted one in Durban and Cape Town. Alana Pugh Jones Baranoff, President of KwaZulu-Natal Jewry, and Daniel Bloch, Director of Cape Board, SHU Jewish Board of Deputies, are my guests now to tell me more. Daniel and Alana, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Alana, thanks so much for having us on.
So,
thanks, Charisse.
My guest early in the show was Rivetson Timmy Hadar, who kind of gave the psychological and practical tips of facing Pesach, but it's a lot more fun to do it in one night over 2 hours with any ingredients you like and have many guests who are really excited to be sitting around the table. Is that your experience, Daniel and Alana?
Ladies first, Alana.
Thank you, Daniel. Yes, it was a fantastic Monday evening. It was such a thrill for us who work at the board and work in the Jewish community day in and day out to see people who were having their very first exposure to our Jewish traditions and our Jewish history. And it was a chance for people to really connect and also to find similarities between their own cultures and traditions. And I know, Charisse, we had some wonderful guests from the Hindu community who were sharing the similarities and links that I had no idea about. So it really was special.
So I have the advantage, Daniel, that I was at the Durban one. So we are going to go back to it a little bit later because it was outstanding. But from the photos I've seen, so was yours. Tell me a little bit about what the emphasis at yours was.
So we called ours, I know it's been called a Freedom Seder. Cape Town hasn't done a Pesach Seder. Sure, I've been in the role 5 years and this is our first Pesach Seder. So I think it's been about 7 years. We called it a Unity Seder. Because, you know, uniting people from all over the Western Cape. And we had about, with our kids from Weizmann pre-primary, we had about 100 people seated.
Sure.
And we did a condensed version of the Seder. And it was led by Rabbi Sam Thurgood of Herzliya. He was supported by Rabbi Greg Alexander, as well as the Herzliya Interfaith and JLL students. And really the highlight was actually the 30 Weizmann primary kids that were singing under the baton of Cantor Ivor Joffe. And, you know, we didn't want to have adults singing Manish Tanan, Halach Ma. So they were incredible. And the entire Haggadah was explained. And, you know, watching our friends from the Christian community, Baha'i, the Hindu, the Khoi, with government officials, consulates, etc., they were taking notes down in our mini Haggadah that we had created and trying to sing along and clap hands. It was, you know, it was just a fun evening. It wasn't anything other than a group of friends getting together over some brisket and simmers and a cup of grape juice. It was awesome.
Were there any kind of like defining moments in your Seder, questions that people asked or observations that people made that made you think, wow?
So I think when the Herzliya students were explaining the 10 plagues and they were explaining, for example, Bechol Dor Vador, you know, from generation to generation. You just saw everyone, and I took a lot of video. Unfortunately, we can't, I'm going to have my Ed Talks in a couple of weeks. You'll see all the video.
Yay.
Of everybody singing and dancing, and you hear the kids singing. But there was a lot of head nodding, you know, when we're talking about what the essence of Pesach is and what the Jews went through in leaving Egypt and just what the message is. And a lot of our friends there were saying, well, they can resonate. You know, we had our friends from the Khoisan saying, you know, they still feel like they're Moses in South Africa and maybe the government is Pharaoh to them. And they're still wondering and hopefully it comes to an end. And then just our Christian friends were also just trying to liken what they've been going through over the last several years, for example, in the Western Cape, in South Africa. So I think there was just a lot of heartwarming moments, a lot of comparing. And whilst it may have been Pesach and a Jewish festival, it was one big happy family. Without the faribbles and too much cooking and just a lot of, as I said, soup and knadel as well.
Absolutely. And the food, like, you know, you know those knadel are going to turn out absolutely brilliantly. And it's always, you know, wonderful to have fellow friends, people in the community who are often curious about holidays. And Pesach for me is one of the easiest ones to share because of that universality of that message.
Yeah. And I think the food's unique as well. So we had matzah on the table. My colleagues, Mika and Mandy, I mean, they set out the table. There was pomegranates and quinces and all sorts of fruit and chochas, for the 10 plagues. My colleague Josh and I were trying to unravel. I think in the time we got one tablecloth unraveled, they had laid like two tables already, complete with all the decor. But our friends were saying, that egg and salt water. Who has a hard-boiled egg in a bowl of salt water? It sounds silly, but they were loving it. And they were loving the matzah and the brisket and tzimmis and then the teglich. Oh, the teglich was a huge hit. I don't know in Durban what you guys served, but it was
Yeah.
certainly a hit for us.
Interesting, Daniel. The boiled egg and salt water was also a talking point at ours, and people
Okay.
were so touched to hear that the salt water represents the tears and remembering
Yeah.
the struggles from the past, and should create sympathy and awareness about people who are struggling around us today. And I think that touched a lot of people. People were very excited about the matzah. And I think that our interfaith and political party and local government leaders that attended the Durban Seder were really touched by the idea of Jewish families sitting together, many generations around the same table, talking and educating each other, because we know education is such a crisis in this country. And people were talking about how this could maybe be a small model that we could find ways of expanding within our communities. The Seder really is something so special.
So, Daniel,
I know,
Elena.
and Ivor Joffe, sorry, Cherise, Ivor Joffe also made a comment to the audience that what we were going to hear tonight from the kids singing is what we have at our seders. And I was explaining to some of the people on my left and my right to say, well, I'm not going to sing Manish tonight, my Pesach Seder. That's going to have to probably be my daughter, or maybe there'll be some other younger kids. So what you're experiencing is like everybody getting involved in the Seder on the evening, which is special.
Yeah,
Exactly.
just before we wrap up and take our advert break, you're asking about the food in Durban, and Alana and I have a standing conversation about the cheesecake from the Circle Cafe. We bring it up every time we chat,
Ooh.
and we
Yes.
and we went milk. So I'm just saying that we did have cheesecake for dessert. Alana can talk about the other
Sounds
food,
yum.
and
Yes.
I think the for me, the most startling question that somebody asked about the matzah was what its health benefits were. And the rabbi said, well, we're actually going into a health deficit over here rather than a health benefit. But it was a light moment. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Alana, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the talks that people gave during the Seder.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And I am talking to Alana Pugh Jones Baranov, President of the KwaZulu-Natal Jury, and Daniel Bloch, Director Cape Board, SAJBD, about their respective Freedom Seders or Unity Seders or just get-togethers over Pesach that was held. And I think Daniel was saying that it's the first time in 7 years. Alana, I think this is the first time for the KwaZulu-Natal Jury.
Yes, Cherise, I believe they had something relatively similar quite a few years ago, but it was more internal. This really, we were able to have people from different faith communities. Thanks to you, some fantastic journalists joined us. And we also had local government and political party representatives with us on the night.
It was such an incredible evening, and I think you referenced earlier our friends from the Hindu community speaking, but two other communities spoke as well, including Ilan Flax from the Jewish community and Reverend Peter Houston from the Anglican community. And I thought all three spoke unbelievably well, albeit differently, on different aspects of what freedom meant to them and bringing in the South African context.
Absolutely. We really tried to center the theme of our Seder around the connections between Jewish history and Jewish liberation and what we have been through in this country as South Africans. And it was a real privilege to hear Ilan Lax speak. He is a human rights lawyer and, as you said, a member of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And he spoke about the liberation of South Africa, but how we have still so far to go in terms of redemption and liberation and freeing ourselves from the mindset of the past and the discrimination of the past. And Reverend Peter Houston always speaks so eloquently, and he spoke about Christian reckoning with Jewish history and interfaith today. And then we had Pravesh Radin, who spoke from a Hindu perspective and shared some insights from his community. But all of them were really teasing out those links between the past and how the Seder is really something so relevant to us today and what we should be doing for the future as well.
And what really struck me is how connected everybody was, how there was you could hear a pin drop when everybody else was talking, and everybody was so engaged and wanting to learn, and it was just such a feel-good evening. Was there something that stuck out for you, Alana?
It really was. We were so lucky to have Rabbi Gilad Friedman lead the Seder, and it was thanks to your incredible work, Charisse, and it was wonderful to have you there with us. And we had Reva Foreman, the SAJBD Interfaith Liaison, also come down to be with us. But I think exactly that. I think the connections and people sharing their thoughts on the little card, people were able to silently reflect and hand those cards back to Rabbi Friedman. But at the end of the night, most of them weren't there because they'd been shared with other people around the table, which I loved. So people from the Elanga newspaper were sharing their thoughts with the Baha'i community, and we had a lot of connections and a lot of networking. So it was great for a Jewish event to also not just build relationships between our community and others, but between other communities and putting people in touch in that way.
And maybe you just want to elaborate a little bit more in terms of what was collected. It was very interactive and everybody was encouraged to participate, and everybody had the opportunity to write down their thoughts regarding certain questions, which were then collected. And it was just so interesting to hear what freedom meant for different people.
Absolutely. Something that really touched me was how many people, when Rabbi Friedman asked them to write down a miracle that they had seen in their own lives, referenced our 1994 elections. And I think sometimes living with the challenges that we do in South Africa at the moment, we can forget how special that moment was and what a privilege it is to live in a democratic, multiracial South Africa. It really is so special. And that reminded me on that night of how miraculous that really was.
Yeah, and just also to bring Daniel in here, you know, often the Jewish communities feel like the space for us is becoming smaller and smaller. And then you have an event like this and you see and recognize the warmth that you get from different communities. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I, you know, our community might underestimate how many friends we do have. And I think we're quite unique in South Africa, whether it's Cape Town, Johannesburg or Durban, in terms of the support. I was recently in New York at the ADL Is Neves Now conference, and the head of the Irish Jewish Board stood up in the room in our opening session, and we were all like in tears because she said they have no support from the government, they have no support from any other religious movements, they're literally on their own. And we are so thankful that we have all these incredible people around us and these organizations that are not doing it for any reason other than we're all neighbors, we all live side by side. And I think the Pesach Seder, and it's a message I think that we as the Jewish Board of Deputies around the country, and I know it's Jewish communities worldwide, and you'll see, Charisse, when you see Ed Talks, it's literally the same message from England to Argentina to Czech Republic to Colombia. We all want to focus on the positive events, the positive stories, sharing our religious traditions, our culture with everyone around us. So we might be at a Pesach Seder tonight, and maybe next time we'll be at a Diwali festival, or we'll be at an Easter brunch, etc. So it was just great to see everybody coming together. And actually, I had to start flickering the lights at about 9:15 to get people to eat, because we said at 6 till 8.
Yeah.
So much to Simone's dismay, I was flickering lights going, it's not Eskom, it's just your final call.
Yeah, yeah. I think the same happened in Durban, where people stood around chatting long after the events were over. Well, we have to wrap it up there. But to both of you in your homes, have a good Pesach Seder. And thank you so much
thank
for joining me,
too.
Alana Pugh-Jones, President KwaZulu-Natal Jewry, and Daniel Bloch, Director, Cape Board, SAJBD. Thanks indeed to all of you for joining me.